Welcome back to Faith in the Fire, Lessons from the Wilderness. My name is James McGinnis. I am so glad you're here today. If you've ever felt like God pressed the pause button on your life, like you've been stuck in the waiting room of heaven, this episode is for you. Today we're talking about waiting well. What to do while you wait. Because waiting doesn't have to be wasted time. In God's hands, it can be the most productive season of your life. So let's look at the struggle of waiting. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. He emphasized wait for the Lord twice in that scripture. We do need to learn to wait on God. God's timing is perfect. Our timing is not perfect. We must learn to wait. And let's be honest, waiting is one of the hardest things God has us to do. We live in a microwave culture. We live in have it your way now, right away. I can't wait. It takes too long. See, but God works on a slow cooker timeline. Waiting often feels like nothing is happening. But in the kingdom, waiting seasons are growing seasons. God is preparing the ground of your heart before planting the promise. Listen, God is preparing the ground of your heart before planting the promise. If you go into a garden and you want to plant something and you want to see it grow properly, you need to dig in and prepare the soil, prepare the ground so that when that plant goes in, and that promise goes in, it will grow because the soil is ready. Think about David. He was anointed as king, but waited years before taking the throne. Many, many years. Or let's look at Joseph. He was given a dream as a very young man, but spent over a decade or more in slavery and in prison before stepping into his calling. Waiting was not wasted for them, and it won't be for you. The question always comes up, what do I do while I'm waiting? Good question. Number one, stay in God's presence. Psalm 130, verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. Waiting well means making worship your lifestyle. This isn't a season to drift, to go away. It's a season to anchor deeper. I want to go deeper, dig in deeper, press onto his presence deeper, worship more, draw close to him, study his word, build that relationship with him. It's a season. Right now, I want you to think about something. What's one way you can intentionally seek God daily in your waiting season? Write that down and let's make that your non-negotiable this week. What's one way you can intentionally seek God daily in your waiting season? Go ahead, write that down. Let's look at that. Okay. Number two, serve where you are. You see, in those times of waiting, sometimes we just wait. We just sit still. We're like sitting there. The bus is not here yet. The plane's not here yet. The car's not here yet. Wait, wait, wait. But we can't just sit and wait. We have to serve. David didn't just sit and wait to be king. He served faithfully in the fields, in Saul's court, and on the battlefield. Your future calling is often shaped by present faithfulness. Just think about something. Do you think that every person who starts out a job in a place like a server or serving food or cooking food or doing whatever, dishwashing, labor jobs, do you think they want to be there? It's a starting place, right? Your future calling is often shaped by your present faithfulness. Be faithful in the little things, and God will give you more. So let's look at number three. Prepare for what you've prayed for. Prepare for what you prayed for. Proverbs 21:31 says, "The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord." Let's look. If you've been praying for a new job, a new opportunity, sharpen your skills now. You know how when you look, there are requirements and skills and things that a lot of these companies are looking for, things that you can do, whether it be in sales or business development, negotiation, team building, business to business, contract management, data entry, Microsoft Office, ERP, MRP, any types of systems like that. If you don't have some of those skills and you're looking for a job that requires them, start studying. Get your skills in line. There's a lot of free tools out there for a lot of those things. Learn what they are. Learn how to understand them to get better. Learn to get better. We all need to do that. We all need to learn to get better. If you're praying for a relationship, work on becoming the person you want to attract. Oof. If you're praying for a relationship, let's say you're praying for a husband or a wife, or you're praying for a certain type of friend, work on yourself and becoming the person you want to attract. So sit in somebody's shoes and look at what will attract them to somebody like you. You have to work on becoming that person. Maybe listen to some what people say. Ask questions. Number four, guard your heart against comparison. Oof. Nothing is going to rob you of peace in the waiting, like scrolling through other people's blessings. You look for somebody else's blessings. I'm sorry, but yeah, it's envy. It's like, oh, look at them. They look so happy. They look so blessed. Look at the car. Look at the clothes. You look at all these things, you know, be honest with you, they're all superficial. Yeah. You really don't see the story. You don't see what's going on. And I can tell you from personal experience that, you know, sometimes you put on a face in front of people, but that's not the story all the time. There are things going on. We need to learn to guard our heart against that. God doesn't want us to compare. God didn't make us to be someone else. God made us to be us. And God will bless you when you are in a place to receive blessing. Your blessing is not someone else's blessing. See, God's timing is tailor made for you. Not rushed, not delayed. And God's timing is perfect. Do you believe that? God's timing is perfect. He knows exactly what he's doing. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11 says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. He has made everything beautiful in its time. I love that. See, even delays are divine when you trust the one holding the clock. Even delays are divine when you trust the one holding the clock. Waiting is not God withholding from you. It's God preparing you and protecting you. Many times you sit back and go, oh, I need this and I need that. I want this and want that. Oh, man. Oh, I need those things. But if you get something or you do something at the wrong time, when it's too early, you know, what's going to happen? You're not going to be ready. You're going to give it, you're going to get hurt. You know, there's a season and a time, and God is preparing you for that time and protecting you. Sometimes what you think is a delay is actually God's mercy. If he gave it to you too soon, it might crush you instead of bless you. You really got to look at these things. If we go ahead of God, then we're saying, God, you're too slow. Let's go ahead and, hey, let me do this because I can't wait on God. Wait. God's timing is perfect. He made everything beautiful in its time. Are we going to believe his word? If we're going ahead of him, we're impatient and we're not waiting on him. We don't trust in him. He holds the clock. We don't. We've got to slow down and stop and go, oh God, I can't get ahead of you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Because I know that my way will fail. My way will fail and it'll crush me. I've been crushed many times before. See, if you fall on the rock and you're broken before him, he will beautifully put you together. But if the rock falls on you, it will crush you. Don't get ahead of God. His timing is perfect. Delay is always God's mercy. God's great. He's perfect. Wait on him. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not faint. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Whew, praise the Lord. Let's pray, my friends. Let's pray. Father, so thankful for those seasons of waiting, God. And forgive me and forgive us. Forgive my friends when we grow impatient or lose sight of just how good you are, the goodness you've given to us, that you would keep us from getting hurt, from running too far ahead of you. We need to stay with you. We need to be obedient, God. Teach us to worship while we wait. Teach us to worship. Holy Spirit, teach us to serve where we are right now and to trust you. Trust your timing. I trust in God. I have that blessed assurance. Strengthen our hearts, God. And when the answer comes, God, I pray that we are ready to carry that blessing without losing sight of the blesser. Excuse me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining me today on Faith in the Fire. If this message today has encouraged you, please share it with someone who may be going through that waiting season right now. And please send me comments, send remarks, send me your prayer requests. I'd love to pray for you. If you have things that you're going through, let us share that burden together. Let us pray for you. Let us bring you before God and stand with you. Stand together. Where two or more shall agree in touching anything, we'll have what we say. We pray according to his will. And just remember, my friends, remember, the wait is not wasted. God is working even when you can't see it. See you next time on Faith in the Fire. Love you guys.